All right, the news of the day, Stefon Diggs. We wondered if this was going to be the case, and it is, coming from D'Amico Ryans earlier today. He tore his ACL.
Oh, no.
And is going to be out for the year. CJ Stroud commented on it as well. We'll let you hear that a little bit later on in the show. As I said, today feels like a day that we need to hear from you, and not just via the 5-hour energy fan line, text line, but also your voice on the phone here, 713-572-4610. Tyler will get you in. Real quick, Tyler, before we get to the people, Clint said he feels like they have enough. To me, I feel like they need to add a receiver here. Tyler, you think the Texans have enough with the Diggs injury?
When healthy, I do.
Okay.
When healthy. That's a big win and if.
When healthy. No, that's a big one. Yeah. All right. As I see some people coming in, all the hoopla for Diggs, and we just get 8 games out of him. Certainly he didn't do that on purpose, folks. I think he's...
And I think he contributed a bit to the wins he got. So.
And by the way, hey, I hope my man is in a good headspace, because this was a critical year. He had gotten everything down to where this was a 1-year deal and he was going to be a free agent. He got one more real big bite at the apple, and you know, what, 8 games in, he tears his ACL in a big, big season. So hopefully Stefon Diggs, his headspace is in a good spot, and the people around him checking him out. All right, let's go to our girl, Tony. It's been a while, Tony. Good to hear from you. And
Tony!
There you go, Tony. You think they got enough, or do you think Nick and D'Amico need to go add something?
No, I think we got enough. I think we have enough, and that's why we have all those people. Please utilize them and, you know, and not let them be bench riders. But this is the question that I have. How in this day and time, in modern medicine, that a torn ACL has you out for the season? Remember, JJ came back with the pec. I'm just not understanding. In modern medicine, please, doctors, please call in and please tell me why that you have to be out for a season.
And I appreciate that. Tony trying to speed up these knees.
Oh, my God. Hey, this don't make no sense.
If you figure that one out, let us know, man. We'll all never work again.
I will say that. I know,
I love you, Tony.
I had to get my gallbladder removed a couple of weeks ago. They said that the new surgery they do takes the recovery time 2 weeks off. It took me about a day and a half to recover. I just don't think they found that for ACLs.
I'm still recovering from my ACL, unless, and that was 5 years ago.
Unless you're Jerry Rice and you're some sort of a psychopath, who, again, Jerry Rice tore his ACL in the first game of the season. It came back in the same season. Only person that I know to have done it. They ain't speeding that puppy up. They ain't speeding that puppy up. All right, Joe, jump in with your thoughts. You think the Texans have enough? Joe.
Yo,
man.
Yeah, no, man. I don't think they have enough, man. I think they need to go out there and get somebody else, because right now with the receivers we have, man, they haven't been doing nothing. They can't get open. So I think we do need to add somebody in there, you know, to go and do see what they can do.
I appreciate the call, Joe. And Clint, with that, it's a thought of, like, why aren't they getting open? Is it, or at least to the point of why aren't they as productive? And I think you can add a bit to the offensive line, and you know, they just don't have as much time as we see the pressure rates on CJ Stroud as one, or what have you. But I think there is something fair outside of Nico, and I think Stefon Diggs. Those two guys were getting consistently open more than anybody else on the team. And if you take one away, and in this case coming up, you know, on Thursday, you take both of them away, the wonder is, are they going to improve the rest of the way finding space and getting separation?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not going to be the team that you were with those guys. Damn sure not this week. I mean, you're down to, I mean, Tank's got to be your one, and Hutch's got to be your two, and Woods has got to be your three. I mean, that's where you're at. Again, you're going to one more reason why this team should just lean into the run game and be that defensive team and try to shorten the game and limit the mistakes, and through that you create some throw in the ocean opportunities for CJ Stroud. You protect your offensive line. You know, that's ideally that's the approach anyway. So yeah, and look, when they get here's the deal is until they get Nico Collins back, it's going to be a real struggle. I mean, it's going to be a real struggle. But once you get Nico Collins back, and Tank can be a two, and Hutch or Woods can be a three, and then Dalton Schultz, big part of this is Dalton Schultz has to start playing football. Dalton Schultz has to be a guy that doesn't come off the damn field.
Playing football.
Like this whole, it's like I'm just so frustrated with him. Where I'm glad to see Stover and Quatoriano getting run, but at the end of the day, either Stover's got to become more of a threat, or they're going to have to get back to playing Dalton Schultz more, and I don't know how they do that. I don't know what all that looks like, but when they get Nico Collins back, and you're talking about Nico one, Tank two, Hutch or Wood three, I think they've got enough. Now, until then, until Nico comes back, look out now.
Yep. All right, Melissa, is this the Melissa? I think it is. Melissa, your thoughts. You think they got enough with the loss of Stephon Diggs, or they need to go out and make a move?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, like what Clint said and what Tyler said, I think when healthy, I think we have enough. I think if we clean up some of the offensive line struggles and fix those and give CJ just a little more pass protection, like a little bit more, CJ can get it to anyone if he has enough time. You know, not to compare him to Patrick Mahomes, but Patrick loses key receivers every year, and he finds the way to win. He wills his team to victory. So CJ can step up if he wants to separate himself from the rest and be like a Patrick, which we all want him to be. You know, he has to find a way to will his team to win. And with the guys we have now, they'll just need to step up. And with Collins hopefully coming up soon, I think we'll be okay.
All right, Melissa, I appreciate it. I don't want to put that on him.
Hey, old Kermit the Frog here.
That's the bar. I mean, I thought she phrased it well. That's hot water you tiptoeing in when you start talking about Pat Mahomes. But I thought that's a fact. I mean, that's the truth of the matter is you watch guys like Pat and really Pat. I mean, let's be honest, we hadn't seen too many other people even have that level of success. But you watch him doing it with Juju Smith-Schuster, not once but twice. Hell, he came. They brought him back, right? Yeah. I mean, you see him doing it with Kadarius Toney. You see him do like there's
and even they went out and got Hopkins.
Yeah, and even they went out now. Look, they went out and got Hopkins. Even they drafted Worthy. I mean, they made some moves. So.